Man's dropped the ball on that rapid fire, son. That shit was literally it is what it is before it is what it is. Son,
It's true.
we would talk about what Jordans came out,
Yeah.
what basketball team was doing, whatever, what football was doing, whatever. Like fast.
Current events, yeah.
All that, son. That's
That was
all
a great idea.
because we did like quick 15, 20-minute episodes, and that was it.
Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like you on a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Yo, what's good?
Yo.
Hi. What's good?
What it look like, yo?
I was like, yo, where he been? But you know what it takes, though, Chance? You know what it takes?
What's up?
You got to get Bleezy to get Gamble.
No, that ain't what happened. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it when it starts. That ain't what happened, though. I did exactly what I was supposed to. Here we go.
Here we go. Good.
Yee, yee, yee. Y'all already know what it is? Don't be alarmed. You set new background. We all good. We here. You know what I mean? Special guests. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to why he here. You know what I mean? You know Rook here. He in the building. Gamo's here.
What's up?
I'm here. So, you know, do the like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. But what you were saying, why you think he got here, Rook? And I'm going to tell you how he got here.
You got to get Bleezy to get Gamo. That's how I felt. We wasn't going to get Gamo's attention without getting Bleezy.
All right, so I'm going to tell you the real story. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Gamma going to tell you because Gamma know what it is because I set him up. Same when we used to rap. I know he used to throw subliminals on my tracks. I already know. So Gamma, tell him what happened, which I know what happened, and how you got here.
All right. First off, I want to say shout out to my bro Chance. Shout out to Rook. Congratulations on your movement, fellas. I'm Create, and I'm a big fan. No matter what Chance be saying on these shows, you know, let's get this straight out the gate. Secondly, what happened was Chance had hit me up. He wanted me to be on the show originally, and it was miscommunication. You know, I told him like, "Yo, bro, I haven't done no shows. I ain't really doing podcasts," and he took it maybe a little different than how I meant it, right? Because I started saying, what's the show about? What's the content? So he's like, yo, bro, it's just you being you. You know, like, you're going to shoot the shit, whatever. So I'm like, y'all don't really do no podcast no more. So he thought I was on my Hollywood or thinking I was bigger than your platform, which that is not the case. I was just telling him at the moment I really didn't have anything to talk about, I felt, you know. But now me and Chance spoke on the side because fast forward to Bleezy, he gets on the show, and I watched the show. I watched the interview. And I guess a segment where Bleezy gives me a shout out to Bleezy about my music. And Rook, I was disappointed and heartbroken, bro, because you said I'm gonna fall back and I'm not gonna get involved in this. And I started laughing. I said, "Not my brother Rook. I know he a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm a Giants fan. But damn,
stop it." And phase two, like phase.
Nah, we don't talk about Gamma on this channel no more.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna tell you.
Gamma's out of here.
Hey, you gonna open up a whole another bag, yo.
You know, he could have held me down, but nonetheless, I reached out to Chance. You know, I said, "Listen, first of all, I called Chance, and he didn't answer. So I said, yo, stop being on your petty label." I texted him, I said, and called me back, bro. So, you know, he called me back, and we chopped it up. Like I said, it was a big misunderstanding. And, you know, anyone that knows our past history or doesn't, me and him, we always go at it. And but that's my brother. And brothers argue, brothers fight, brothers have disagreements, whatever. And it was just a case of miscommunication. I'm glad that we spoke on the phone. It wasn't no text messaging because sometimes things could be small and then be taken bigger than what it was meant for, you know. But we here. We got it right. And I reached out to my brother Chance and said, "I want to be on the next show, not three more shows down the line. I need to bless the platform." So once again, fellas, thank you for having me. Rook, next time, hold me down. I ain't trying to hear you ain't getting involved and don't open the can of worms and all that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's how the story went, man.
Bro, where the camera at? Yo, we still here. Still read a heart, son. You know what I'm saying? Still getting that respect.
It's my brother. Yeah.
Yo, I texted Rook immediately. I was like, yo, This man said, I don't do interviews. I said, he told me, I don't do interviews. I said, this man bugging. And I think I said, it's over for him until we talk. That's it. And then, and, you know, because I wasn't answering the group chat things he was saying, none of that.
Facts. And that's how I know. I'm like, damn, Bleezy talking, you know, Rook talking, I'm talking. And I would notice he would only respond to, like, your message or Bleezy. And I'm laughing because I know my brother, man. I'm like, I ruffled some feathers, you know what I'm saying? So I said, but I spoke with Bleezy, like, shortly after that message originally, and my other brother, Rico. Shout out this Rico. And I'm like, bro, this is how I meant it, you know, but I think he took it the other way. So they was like, nah, you know, Chance also how he be. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm not upset. You know what I'm saying? I said, I know my brother now. And I'm like, I'm going to let him cool down. And then I'm going to reach out. You know what I'm saying? I said, because I know he's hot right now. And I get it, but don't really get it because I know where it came from on my behalf. And I said, once I get to explain it to him, I know we'll both come to a mutual understanding and agreement. But it wasn't the case of me feeling I was bigger than the show or anything you guys do. That is not the case. And he knows that. Like I explained to him, I said, bro, I was, you know, as far as like artists, probably on anything you got had probably the most. And he, you know, he understands that. I'm like, I can say that wholeheartedly. I even had my own, you know, a little show with him with the Rapid Fire, which I dropped the ball on that. I'll definitely admit that. But, you know, and he realized that and was like, you're right. I'm like, I've been on the show a couple times, bro. So for me to say that, it wasn't that, it didn't mean that way. It was just at this present time, I didn't feel like I had anything with substance to bring to the table for you guys. Because anytime I do an interview with you guys, I really like to bring some substance and things that's going on. And this is where we at today. I definitely got some good things to talk about with you guys, for real.
My man dropped the ball on that Rapid Fire, son. That shit was literally, it is what it is before it is what it is. Son, we were talking about what Jordans came out, who's, what basketball team was doing, whatever, what football was doing, whatever. Like
current events, yeah.
Oh, that, son, that's what
was a great idea.
Because we did like quick 15, 20-minute episodes, and that was it. We'll text each other the night before, like, yo, what type of show real quick? Boom,
yep.
Ruined it, and then boom. So,
but I mean, listen. The beauty of it is when you have your own ownership and things you're doing, you can always create when you want, how you want, where you want, and that's something that I think down the line we could revisit the idea, maybe even spark it up a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Trial and error. Like I said, that was on me. I could definitely take fault in that. You know, I won't say that was on Chance. That was on me. Yeah. That was definitely
to make this quicker so we can get to your new shit.
Go ahead.
For the new fans, or I like to call y'all supporters. I don't like to call y'all fans, but I believe that's like fanatic, like y'all crazy, whatever. So the new supporters and the old supporters, y'all know, y'all already know me and Gamo. So, but our first introduction was me coming to the studio session with Bleezy, who y'all already saw on if you haven't, then go back and watch the episode.
Watch that.
And, you know, we was all, you know, getting the pen right, doing what we do, you know, doing the studio, listen to beats, blah, blah, blah. So the first thing I said in pure Chance fashion was, you know I'm nicer than all you niggas. I'm destroying everyone here. And neither said Bleezy understood it. But I guess the people that I just met didn't really take it that way.
Yeah.
So off rip, it was the bump heads.
And what's funny though, Chance, before that, actually, remember, I don't think it was even that. I think I first met you when me and Bleezy, you know, we was Angels with Dirty Faces. We had, you know, some music out. We shot a video, freestyle video.
I remember that.
And I think that's where I really first met you, actually. And we clicked. Everything was cool, bro. Me and Chance was good money. He came out. I'm like, my nigga, you know, he came through. You know, I don't even know him like that. I know he came to support Bleezy, but he also showing love. And that's how it originally me and you met. And then fast forward to what you said. Then, so for me, it was kind of like, damn, you was, when I met you, you know, like we was good. And then this comes up, I'm thinking like he trying to aim for the, you know what I'm saying, taking shots at me. So I was like, hold up. So that just kind of like ruffled my feathers in a sense, because it was like, bro, we was good a couple weeks ago, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? And now, I guess I didn't take it with the him being like every artist should be. Confident in your shit, you know what I'm saying, as he should be. And I didn't take it that way. I guess also I was younger too, man. Early 20s, bro.
I mean, you was young. You heard my pen. I mean, what would you think?
Oh, man.
You see, Rook?
We
still at this shit, Rook.
Gamma, we gonna have to get to what's popping today, because he'll live in yesterday.
Nah, listen, that's my brother. Me and him, you know, we
had crazy. What's crazy is musically, we're very similar.
Yeah.
And like we connected mad quick. Like songs.
And we got records together.
Songs just came out.
Yeah, we got records together. So, you know, like I said, you know, even Chance came to the city that time, not a couple years ago. You remember Chance, and Show Love pulled up at the old job. He pulled up, and we chopped it up even then. So, with me and him, that's why it made, now fast forward to the present, I said, I'm not going text back and forth with him. You know what I'm saying? I said, we grown men. We're not doing that. I'm going to call my brother. You know, and it was, I felt happy that he picked up and we chopped it up and cleared the air immediately, because the shit, it was a quick, right? He said his, I said mine, the respect was there. Okay, cool. How we moving forward? And yeah, that's what the conversation was about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad we older, more mature, man. That saves time, bro, and arguing for no reason.
I knew it was going to be. That's why I told Rick exactly. I said, yo, it's over for this nigga until we talk.
Yo, when as soon as we got on, right? Wasn't I laughing, Chance? When you called me back, he's like, yo, I'm like, I'm laughing, bro. Like, yo, my nigga. I said, not only did you say I don't watch the show, but I commented on this show right now because I was watching the show, and he started laughing. He's like,
yo, I called. He said, "What up, Patty?" He said, "What up, Patty LaBelle?" I was like, "What up, Lloyd Banks?"
What up, Banks? Yeah, it's love though, bro. It's always love, man. You know that, man. For real, for real.
But all right, so that's
fast. Real quick, if I'm drinking water, you see no labels because they got to cut the check for y'all show. I'm not promoting no water unless y'all send in the check.
Right, we're trying to get this sponsor here, but
trying to get that prime.
You know it. But so let's fast forward. Unless you want to say something,
Rook. Yeah,
all right. Gavin, where we at now? Like, what's new? Where we at? What we doing?
What's
going on? Because if y'all watched the old episode, you know Rico, aka NEX. Y'all together like that, like pause, you know what I mean? Like musically.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, so, you know, let everybody know what y'all got going on, what y'all building, like what's happening.
All right, cool. So we definitely, you know, my brother Rich, it's Rico. That's my brother for real. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely got the We the Heart clothing popping off. You know, that's is doing some good things already. And I'm proud of him, man. And so he got the We the Heart lifestyle, fashion. And then I'm controlling the We the Heart music. You know what I'm saying? So musically is more in my control, my hands, and he's handling the fashion part. You know what I'm saying? And, so yeah, we got that going on. We the Heart music is definitely alive. I'm also an artist, you know. Also, we have is Rico. He actually is releasing his single tomorrow on all digital platforms, streaming platforms. It's called Trippy. So shout out to is Rico, Trippy. I can find it on all digital streaming platform services and everything. That's
on single payday, son. It's a setup.
Yeah. So. You got Trippy. Also, I have a single coming out tomorrow, hopefully. If not, you know, Chance already heard the record. I'm pretty sure he'll let you hear the music. But it's a single coming out. It's myself and another artist that's affiliated with We the Heart Music. It's my brother Giovanni Pratt. He's on the record. It's produced by another family member, man. He's been down with us for a while. On Q Music. Shout out to On Q. Shout out to Giovanni Pratt. We got that. Also, I already have a single that was released the end of 2023, just in case. It's still, that's like the latest I released. It's myself, Giovanni Pratt, and also my brother NASCAR. Shout out to NASCAR as well. That's my bro for years. He's from Patterson Projects. He also goes by the name of Chris Gray, but it's called TNT, This and That. It's produced by XS Beats. That's my other brother. Shout out to XS Beats. So we have TNT from me and Gio and NASCAR. This and That. Listen to it. It's fire. And then we got Trippy coming out tomorrow. I have the record tomorrow coming out. I didn't even give you a title with Giovanni Pratt. Sorry. It's called NIP. It's an acronym. It's Not Into Politics. So it's NIP, Not Into Politics, produced by OnQ Music. like I said, it's slated for tomorrow. If not, definitely by the weekend. You can check that out. And then I'm also going to release another record, hopefully by next Friday. It's called Tug of War. And it's myself featured, my brother NASCAR, but he also goes by Chris Gray. So he's on it. And that's produced by my brother Money Mark. Yeah, I know Money Mark.
Mm.
Already know that's my Dr. Dre, Snoop. That's our relationship. You know what I'm saying? Puff Big, Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, whoever. It's old for him too. Until we have a conversation. Because two years ago, my man was supposed to give me the comeback album. So what got old Michael was going out, son.
So just call in. So Money Mark produced, he produces a lot of my music, Rook and Chance, I know that. So he produced Tug of War. And also, finally, we have the album coming out. It's all produced by Money Mark, and it's titled The Life of Van Gamo. It's a musical, how you say, artwork, but musically. Instead of Van Gamo, Van Gogh, sorry, is going to be Van Gamo. So, you know, he's a famous painter, artist.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm painting my masterpiece musically, artistically, and it's going to be the solo album for me, produced by Money Mark, and it's called The Life of Van Gamo. So we got a lot of stuff to look forward to this summer musically from We The Heart Music. And I can't forget also we have a R&B act as well. His name is Jabe. He has two singles out, Fire Joints. That's actually, it's Rico's brother. You know, and he's very talented. His name is Yabe, Yabey, or anything. But check his music out as well. I hope I didn't misspell it. But he's a dope artist. I got a record with him that I'm gonna release as well. Very talented, and that's what we're doing musically with We The Heart Music. Just coming out with some new forms of music, new sounds. You know, plus I have some records I featured on with Bleazy from his catalog. So a lot of things I'm on with Bleazy as well. And I'm waiting for Chance to get ready to jump in the ring with me again, pause, so we can create something.
Yo, this is why I said I don't know why me and this man be beefing. Didn't I say we like mass similar, right? Right, Rook?
Mm-hmm.
So he got the Van Gamo, right? You said because he's a painter, artist, mm-hmm. Van Gogh, right?
Yeah.
Rook, what's my second album called? You're supposed to have this, right? You let me down. I thought this was going to be on.
No, it's not an alley-oop, son. It's not an alley-oop. I'm it reading
clearly, it right now. You clearly Ben Simmons right now. I thought it was that easy. Because Rook usually know my whole catalog, like all Rook.
I know. I definitely, Rook is on point. I ain't gonna deny
Yeah, that. So right now, I don't know what happens
to you. I'm still jet-lagged, son. I came in from London.
Okay, so, all right, so we'll call it that. So my second album is called Audio Art.
Yes, you're right.
The cover is the playoff Starry Night from Van Gogh.
Mm.
So you see how the shit is funny? It's always similarities. We're always right there.
You're right. And what's crazy is honest to God's truth. That until you said it right now, I forgot that because I remember it when we was definitely doing music. And with me, like you, I just figured like audio art, you know what I'm saying, and painting my masterpiece musically. And then it kind of, then I played off of words, you know, Van Gogh, Van Gamo. So I just kind of went with that. But it's all produced by Money Mark, man. I got some fire, bro. Like, seriously. Definitely, you guys, you know, before it come out, I'm going to send it to you. Like, I just did now. Chance, it was like, yo, I need that music. And I had to send him that music. But once it's all put together, mixed and everything, I'm going to send it. It's definitely featuring Chris Gray, like I mentioned to you guys before. I think, honestly, it might be the only... Oh, I have another feature on there. One Zone, reggae artist. So we did something together. My man One Zone.
Rook like that?
Yeah, Rook. Definitely. Shout out to One Zone. My brother Snipe, you know, shout out to Snipe. He linked that for me. I told him I wanted to get a record with a reggae artist, and he linked that up. So shout out to my brother Snipe.
Shout out to Snipe.
Yeah, One Zone is on it. You got Chris Gray on it. I'm just trying to think. Rico was supposed to be on it, but I don't think he's going to make it, honestly. But that's my brother, so he already know the vibes. None personal. But definitely, shout out to Chris Gray. Yabe, he's on it, but I might use that as a single instead of putting it as an album on album cut. But yeah, he did some music with me, and then like I said, One Zone, and yeah, that's pretty much it right now. I'm trying to keep it not a lot of features, more so myself on it, and that's what we got going on this year at We the Heart Music. We just trying to put this music out.
How many joints?
You know what's funny is for the album, I actually recorded about 15 records, right? And for a while, it was going to be the 15, solid 15, solid 15. And then it's like with this era, I didn't want to put it all at once and then, like, you know what I'm saying? A quick listen for people.
It's probably like two joints right there, two EPs right there.
Yeah, you said it. That's what's going to happen. There'll be like a part one, part two, or whatever. Yeah. Because people right now are in that microwave era. It's quick fix, like we'll listen, boom, next, what's next? Yeah. And it's like, bro, I'm putting pain into it. You know what I'm saying? And like time, money, And it's like, bro, for you to just listen and then just like, all right, what's next? I'd rather not do it all at once like that. Yeah. Give a little bit here and there. And actually, like, the Tug of War was going to be on the, that's the next single with Chris Gray. It was going to be on the album. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put that out as a single. I feel strong about it. I'll put it out as a regular single. But I got some fire when I let you hear. I know Chance are like a couple of the records on there. Rook, I know he gonna like the reggae joint, I can tell. But Chance, I know for sure, at least two, you might be like, all right, that's my speed, my lane.
Nah, bro, not two. We got a whole album coming. So my question is, are we gonna be in that mode where I throw the hoodie on, throw the headphones in, and I sit there and I'm just in the story and the movie's playing in my head?
Yes.
That's the fuck I'm talking about.
Yes. Like, from beginning to end, bro. From beginning to end. Like I said, it's like a little bit about my life, Some of it is definitely, it is personal to me. And I explained some things on there. And it's going to be a dope vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can see, like, Bleezy got on and said what he said. I didn't tell him to say that. That all came from the heart. He knows. He's heard the music. And a lot of people keep pressing me. My man Giovanni, every day we talk, and he's pressing me though. He's like, yo, what's good, bro? I'm like, what's good? He's like, I got to ask you a question. I'm like, what's up? When album coming? I literally kid you not, Chance. Every day he calls and goes, when album coming? And I just be laughing like, bro, timing is everything. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel yet. But now this year is definitely going to happen. I wanted to shoot for this month, and unfortunately it didn't happen. I want to do it for my birthday, and I didn't have it ready. So I'm looking like maybe June, July-ish, I'll do it for the summer, put it out. You know what I'm saying? Have it ready. Have it ready for you guys. And like I said, y'all going to be the first to get to listen to all the records, and y'all let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard the Nip and I heard the TNT, both fire. The TNT beat, that's crazy.
I know you would like the TNT. Yeah, the TNT beat.
I'm going to send it to you, bro.
Yeah, that's the TNT and the Nip. Chance,
you didn't remix that shit yet?
Nah, I was still kind of mad. So,
The next interview we do, then he'll.
Damn, yo, Chance, right. You know him. He would have had himself a verse on that shit a long time ago and be like, "Yo, hear that."
Like I said, three joints that's coming. I think he'll definitely he gonna try to remix three of them. I'm telling you, he'll be like, yep, I'm doing that one, and that one.
Rook, you know what I'm saying? Rook, give him a question, because I got a hard-hitting question.
All right, yo, can we get your opinion right now on the state of music? Hip-hop in general, hip-hop, the state of hip-hop, where we at?
That's a good question. Right now, all right, let me see. I like where it's at, right? It's because at first it looked like it was a young man's game, right? It was looking like that. But now I see the emergence of some older artists, right? They're doing their thing, and I'm happy because I feel like it shouldn't be an age limit on music, bro. I'm just being honest. If you can still create, I feel you can create as long as it's quality, bro, and there's substance behind it. And now I also like, to be honest, a lot of it's more female artists coming out, right? I'm a father. I'm a dad. A girl dad. That's what they say. I'm a girl's dad. So, and Chance, I know you definitely understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
I like to see females and involved, whether it's music, sports, or whatever. But this is about music right now. That's the question. I just feel like sometimes they're kind of all starting to sound, you know, a little bit the same.
Yeah,
I wish they could be a little more diverse with it. And you do have some female artists that, is different, you know, like Rhapsody. You could have, you know, I know I'm taking it back too with these artists, but like I remember listening to Rhapsody. You had Rod Digger, you know, then you would have come on, I could keep, you know, you had your Heather B. You had that kind of music, Latifah, Light, I could keep going. But now I do like, you know, Cardi, you have Nicki, obviously, you know, Ice Spice, all these young females, Coi Leray. I like Doja Cat. I'll be real. My daughter got me listening.
Keep going.
But I like these artists, you know, as long as they can create something a little different now and again. That's the only thing, if I had to give like a comment on it, you know, a little something different. The young men out there, definitely Lil Baby. I like the Baby, you know what I'm saying? Carolina Boy, Chance, you already know.
I don't like him, but go ahead.
You don't like him? I like him. You know, I like
him. We ain't gonna get into that. But yeah. The dude's lyrical, yo. He got bars.
But I like Wizard at right now. You know, I like Wizard at. It comes in and out, you know, pause. Like, he'll have his moments, bro. You know, they'll get flat and then you're like, and then it's like, right, something new come up, you know. Like, shout out to like when Griselda hit, it was like, okay. That hasn't been around, you know. And then it was like they came out, it was like, okay, you know, and honestly, Nas, you know, King's Disease, like,
yeah, it was fine.
I needed that. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? So I like Wizard at, bro. I like Wizard at. And it also opens the doors for artists like me that can still do this and put some quality music out in the game, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'll take it back. I don't not like the Baby because I don't know him. He just had some things happen that we all saw that I didn't really agree with. But, you know, it's young shit. So, you know, we all need a chance to mature. So I ain't going to hold it up forever, so I'm not gonna say I don't like him because I don't know him.
Facts, because we do not do cancel culture on this show.
You see, I'm on here.
All right, so let me get to the hard questions. All right, you're right. Brace yourself. So, we all know people watching, and you two especially. No cocky shit. Pause. I'm self-made, right? So, like, I'm into the ownership, right? But when you decided to be CEO of Read a Heart Music, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I don't understand why I didn't get a call. You know what I'm saying? That. I didn't get a check. I didn't get a yo check. You want to do the EP album over here? Like, I didn't get nothing.
You know what's funny? And I can answer that question. I'm here for all the smoke.
Let's go.
When me and Rico started, it was both of us, right, together. It still is. It ain't nothing separated because I still run things by him musically and he still runs things.
Yeah, it's just a different division.
Yeah, that's all. So we go back and forth with it. He started, it was solely me and him. You know, I was in a space where I just wanted a new fresh start, you know what I'm saying? From everything I was doing, even musically. And he kept hitting me up. I was at a point where I didn't want to create music, though, in a sense, but I wanted a new fresh start, if that make any sense. Plus, dealing with my health issues I was dealing with. So he just kept in contact with me and kept pushing. And it was like, yo, we got this Read a Heart thing. We're going to do it. You know, whatever. Keep Chewing Mafia. And I'm like, let's do it. And I got back involved with it. And then it was solely me and him. And then what happened was with him, he started dealing more with the fashion part.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as when the other two artists I mentioned came about, it was like, one was his brother, so obvious reasons, you know, that's family. And he's a dope artist. Besides being family, he's a talented artist, my brother Yali, I'm not gonna lie. And Gio came about because me and him were going back and forth from back when it was even Gold Group, you know what I'm saying? And he always wanted to create music. And that's another one that's just been involved with a lot of things I do musically, too. He's always on the phone with me, we chopping it up, whether it's about the music, whether it's about the business side of things. You know, he educates me on that as well. And that's a dope brother, man, like, seriously. So it's just stood out. Everybody just stood there. Bleezy's always family by default, you know, but he's been doing his thing on the side. And
clearly,
so, you know, so honestly, it's just really me, Rico, technically, because Yabe, you know, he's still working on some music. He got two singles out, but he also works with a band, I think a rock and roll band. He's a lead singer for them. So he also has that going. And then with Gio, he also does music on the side of his own, like, entity and what he's doing, because he deals with certain artists that he's been rocking with for years. And as far as getting to you, Chance, to my understanding, you was doing a podcast thing so heavy, I didn't think you was creating music anymore. Because from what you used to say, it was like, yo, I ain't really, but I can get in the ring if I want to. And I'm like, all right, you know, when you're ready, just make the call. You know what I'm saying? So if you do want to create, you know, obviously, man, we can make that happen. That's not an issue. If you're trying to get that EP out and trying to get back out here in the music field, brother. But I know right now you're killing it with the podcast. So that's definitely why I ain't never really
touched you,
you know, musically. But it's always, the doors are always open. You know, your family, that'll never change no matter what. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got love for you, bro. And as well as Rook, you became family, me meeting you through Chance and you knowing the music, you know what I'm saying, what we was doing. But that's the whole Wheel of Heart
at thing. The concert, Angels Dirty Faces, bro.
Well, actually, it was an RMG concert.
Yes, it was an RMG concert.
I didn't even know that. Rook, did I say what up to you there?
Yeah.
Probably not. I did? Okay.
Yeah, bro. I said what up to both of y'all. Got the album. My brother got the album.
I know you said what's up to you because I kicked it with your family. But you know Gamo was on that. He thought he was whole shit. So, you know, he wasn't speaking.
Oh, there we go. He was on the sauce. Yeah, okay? Gamo, point that way.
I was on the sauce.
was on the sauce.
Mr. Long Island.
That shit was amazing.
A man visited Long Island.
You know what's crazy? If I didn't have those Long Islands, I don't know if I would have performed well at first. Being the first time, like the real, real first time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have went that way. Because I really wasn't.
Sometimes he's black.
I was so matrixed that I was just with it.
Chance, we ain't going to talk about how I helped you with performing either, huh? You ain't going to mention that for me?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Bleezy's crib?
Nah.
Huh? Nah? Okay. We'll leave it at that. You don't record nothing, huh?
You probably did, though, because it used to always tell me to practice my lyrics over and over.
All right. There you go.
But I do remember, though, is you was always fire with the hooks. So I would always tell you my ideas or something, and then you would write a hook. I don't know. Like a couple minutes.
Clearly, that shit rubbed off, yo, because then he became fire with the hooks.
I appreciate that, though, because, you know, it's funny, and Chance noticed, I even to this day, Vizzy will tell you, Rico, everyone, bro, and even Gio, because Gio's like you, Chance. He always called me, you know, with the choruses and the hooks. I don't like my hooks, bro. That's a little secret to you guys that now everyone will know. I can't stand doing choruses, bro.
Freaking perfectionist, yo. Many of y'all like y'all own shit, but y'all can give everybody else some shit.
Bro, I'm dead. Yo, Chance, you know, when Chance told me, I'm like, it was quick.
Yeah.
But like, when I have to do it for myself, is not hard, but I'm just like, nah, this ain't it. But a lot of people be like, nah, you bugging. And I'm like, nah, this ain't it, bro. I don't like it. And so it's funny, every time Chance does say that, because he's right, he always would tell me, yo, Face, what's up? You know, do this record. Do the hook or whatever, you know, and he'll give me the idea. He'll like just word it in a way. I have the idea, but you may need to word it a little something.
Yeah.
And
yo, don't do us like Hollywood Bleezy, all right?
What Hollywood Bleezy?
All right, when, because clearly you're trained and took off, and it's probably a bullet train by now. All right, we done updated and left New York City. Bro, have a subdivision because DTE's still here, still drill team out here. When we get that GTA 6 popping, the gang gonna get back together. But still, like when y'all make y'all move, son, that subdivision gotta be there. So we riding the train too. We out here.
Definitely, like I said, with Chance, is just the whole music thing is when he's ready. Honestly, like it was the same with me, bro. To be real with you, like I had to be ready. Like me, you know, Rich was on some like let's go, and I'm like, nah. I wasn't in the mood, you know, but if Chance is feeling like he ready, then we can make it happen. So it's simple.
The way my brain works is, I don't know, once I get excited about something, or then like all my creative shit just starts going. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
Like if we're not talking about music, I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Like, I know I can do it, whatever. But if like you was getting on the horn, like Money Mark, you know, it was supposed to happen like 3 years ago, you know what I mean? And it made me like a fly beat, and then I heard it, or maybe I heard like a, like an eight from you or like an eight from Rico or whatever, then I would start being like, oh shit. Like, how do I say it? Like, I believe in vision more. I believe in vision more in the universe because like I'm a visual person. So I have to I have to see things. So once I see shit happening, which is why you might think it's funny, but remember when me and you first talked about doing something? I made like a cover, a single logo. And I sent it to you. Remember with the guns and the heart?
Yeah, you know? Right. Right.
It's because I had to visually see it to get excited about it.
Got you.
And then I just started going. But yeah, I mean, I'm still curious what I could do. You know what I mean? Like, and then I missed the mixtape era. I took Bleezy that last episode. Like, I mix it. Like, if I wanted to do something, and then I need a studio too, because I don't have a studio anymore. If I had a studio, you remember when I had the studio, I was just doing shit all day.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do the Bleezy Chance Rico record and Gamo. We're going to do the record.
Or.
No, no, seriously, ain't no word. We're gonna make it happen. Just
fuck the world one more time.
Well, no, I wasn't invited to that situation. So
yeah, I don't think that'll ever be back. But you know, if it does, I'm open for it.
What I told Gamble,
I feel like I'm talking to fucking Wu Tang right now.
Basically, it's the Spanish Wu Tang.
Bro, the crazy shit is fuck the world, whatever FC Dub. It could happen. I'm not going to say it can't. You know what I'm saying? It's just we all at different places in our life right now. You know, I would never say never, right? Because you never know. But at this present time, I don't see it, you know. But I would be open to doing it if they made whoever made the call and say, let's do it. I'm there. Without hesitation, I'd be like, all right, let's do it. They don't even have
to. I'm going to get Hollywood Bleezy on board. Yeah. I feel like that will be how it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this fuck the world. I feel like this generation would love that shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know what's crazy? They didn't invite me to fuck the world. Who was more fuck the world in the crew?
You, motherfucker.
And I never got the call. But anyway, you know what I told him we should have done before? I think, was it before fuck the world or after? This is what I really said because I was loving the name. I said what they should have did, bro. Was they should have put me in Angels with Dirty Faces.
That's what you really, yeah, that was your first.
That's what I really wanted to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I was like, yo, Angels with Dirty Faces is a crazy name. Like, that's some alter ego shit. Like, I can do that.
Not just the name, but y'all had already did tracks together and the synergy was real. Like that shit goes hard. So, yeah, it would have been some lock shit.
It felt like Chance was like, you know how we went when you had the Ray and Ghost? It felt like it was Bleezy, Gamo, and then Chance, like, was part of, you know what I'm saying, with the records. But, like I said, man, anything is possible, bro.
I think they were just scared of my pen. Let's be serious, B. They just didn't want me in the group because they know what was going to happen. The Puerto Rico, I had the long locks, you know what I mean?
Bro, I'm saying it right now. Chance, we get all the smoke, Chance. We got a record. Whatever, yo, for real, man.
I want to know how would you feel if I haven't rapped in 14 years and I just burk you on the track?
Honestly?
Like, real talk.
Real talk, 14 years, you murk me, I would definitely have to go get my pen ready even for the next round because I ain't going to leave it like that.
I was going to say, you're going to be happy for him because 14 years, word?
Well, no, I definitely will, but the competitor in me is going to be like, oh, nah, we got another record coming.
Goes without saying, yeah, for real.
Yeah, that I'm not going to let it stay like that, but I'd definitely be like, that's what's up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? 14 meters.
I'm sure about it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure about it watching. I'm joking. I do think I'm the nicest, but it's all jokes because I don't want everybody to be like, oh, this nigga really feeling himself. He really think, nah. But I'm very super competitive.
Better knock the cobwebs off the microphone, homie.
No, but you know what it is? I think I told Bleezy. It might have been Bleezy like 18 episodes ago or whatever.
Mm.
Like, I ask you, what's your preparation Friday? But for me, everyone knew I had to hear the beat first. Like, I picked beats. That was my thing. I could pick beats.
That's me. I got to hear the beat.
Once I had the beat, no line. Like, no fake whole shit. it's like words just start falling in the sky.
What will come first as far as the bridge hook verse? What was always first for you?
For me, I'm not going to say the hook, but I had to know what the purpose was of what I was talking about.
Same thing, bro.
So it's
same shit.
I swear, I didn't make a hook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me, I would do the verses, but like he said, I would know the structure in my brain, know like, all right, this is what the concept gonna be about. Mm-hmm. After the verses, then the hook would come to me, strangely. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was rare, I can say, I made a chorus before the verse, you know? Or like if Chance or Gio hit me up, they would submit the record to me, let me hear it already, or if Chance had an idea, or he had an idea, or please, whoever. I can then obviously do the chorus because it was already foundation there for me. You know, let's say Chance was like, yo, it's a girl joint when we did the My Love record, right? I forgot the title, bear with me. My Girl. And but he already had the foundation. He already gave me a blueprint of what he wanted. And then we made it happen. You know what I'm saying? He gave me his input. You know, we rearranged some words here and there, and it was done.
Cash on Deck.
That one was one of my favorite, bro. Bro, out of all our records, I say that's my favorite record with you.
I like the Get It How You Got It. I feel like that could have been some NBA playoff shit.
That shit is nuts.
Which one, Rook? I love Cash on Deck.
Get It How You Got It.
Yeah, but my thing is Cash on Deck.
Cash on Deck is a classic to me. I mean, everything aligned. Like, we all had great flows. Like, the video shoot was dope.
Bro,
I got my man Mikey Jibs. Shout out to you that I did the Meth and Red video. He did the Yellow Wolf video. I got it on the low, like all of them. So, I mean.
That was, he said, Cash on Deck. Money on my mind. Come on, bro. That joint was crazy. Okay.
Yeah, y'all had a great team, bro. We got to bring this shit back. But
you know what?
Like hold you
on.
Said, it's time.
Hold up. Because Chance, he had made a comment. He said, I did subliminal on my verses. You know what verse he's talking about, Rook?
No.
Chance is the one with me, you, Spank, right? And Bleezy, I think. That I was like, I said something, the Lance, something, you don't got no chance, or some shit I said. And he thought I threw the subliminal at him, bro.
Pun intended, son.
Bro, I forgot the verse. I wish I could really remember the verse, but it was something along them lines. I said something.
That ain't the only one. I know there was a little one sprinkled in there.
But you said no. You said Bleezy did it more, obviously.
Yeah, I think Bleezy did. Bleezy said he didn't. I think Bleezy did it. I think everybody did it. Hey,
but,
did you know? I know Rook know. You know, I had a diss in the chamber?
For me?
No, for you and Bleezy, because that's why my feelings was hurt by something.
Word?
Damn, so you letting this out now?
Hey, man. Hey, we trying
I want to hear it.
We're
no, I want to hear it.
He had some, no Vaseline sitting in the chamber.
No, it wasn't that crazy. It wasn't that crazy. I mean, yeah, maybe it was.
In his mind and in his heart, it was that crazy. But outside, it was not that crazy. You know him. His feelings is hurt.
You recorded it, or it's just in the brain?
That's when I had a studio at the crib. I did it to what beat did I do? So I think I did it to a Tupac beat.
Well, I hope it was on a Tupac beat.
It better not be Hit Him Up.
No, that wasn't Hit Him Up.
So
we have or it might have been a J. Kobe. I don't remember because I don't even know what that USB is, because you know that shit is crazy now. But I don't think it was. I think it was some tough shots depending on how you take it. But I think it was more so if y'all know me and you heard it, you're like, oh, I know what this nigga saying. Like I feel the pain. I know what he's talking about. That was the early time I felt like I was getting a little bro.
So we ain't never gonna hear it.
Oh,
you never gonna hear
it. That?
If I find it, I'll show it to you because it's all love.
It's that Kanye talking to Jay-Z type shot.
Like, yeah, something like that. So it wasn't anything crazy. I wasn't busting y'all wig cast. You know what I mean?
I definitely would like to hear it though. Still, I like to hear it. I love you, Kenny.
Damn, this admiration, son. You looked at them as big brothers, bro.
I did. That's why I felt slighted. But, you know, we already all got past that.
Yeah, we definitely did. You know what I'm saying? But
it's like Rook said. We had the squad. Like,
we definitely there.
It's not even popping shit, like, for whatever, whoever is it, or or just feeling yourself, like, we had the squad. We had straight club bangers, straight hood shit. Mm-hmm. We had Northern, we had Southern, we had singers.
Mm-hmm.
We had everything in house.
Definitely. I agree. 1,000%, bro. We was like the, I hate to even just say Spanish Wu-Tang, because actually we had black and Spanish in the group. So we was just like similar in that sense, because no one ever going, you know, be better to me than no Wu-Tang Clan. I'm sorry. That's my personal opinion. But we were close to it. You know what I'm saying? Respect to the Wu-Tang, definitely. But we definitely had that. You know, we had, you know, myself, Bleezy, Chance, Chips, NEX, Snipe, Heron, Los, Live, Spank. Then we had like our affiliates. We had Niso Well, we had Gage, we had Math Hoffa. We had a team, bro. Like, we had a team for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? People was rocking with us. I hope I didn't forget anybody's name. I think that's pretty much everybody, though.
You the S-Star?
Oh, I'm sorry. S-Star came about after, though.
Yeah.
S-Star, but I knew Steez. I knew him from kindergarten.
Yeah.
So me and him have a whole nother relationship, you know. That's my brother, for real. Shout out to Star, my man Steez, a.k.a. Steez. I call him Steez. He called me Fees. That shit is crazy. But we definitely had a crew, bro, you know, and niggas had that shit. You know, we would do our showcases or whatever, and we'd be there like 20, 30 deep, bro, every showcase, bro. And it was dope, man. That's a part of my life I'll never forget. Yeah. And I still play a lot of our music, you know. I got the iPod and niggas be just vibing, you feel me? But now we here, man. New music. I got, you know, my music out. It's on all, you know, streaming platforms, and we're going to create more music this year. And this is what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Doing
all that lot. Means is when your album drop, we got a new intro coming.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Let's
play this out. The reason why Gama don't be on the intro sometimes is because he don't know how to clear music sometimes. So I should be getting copyrighted. And I'm like, yo, Gama, you got to clear that so I can play it. And then I don't hear back like 18
didn't weeks. What record you did use? What, which one was it? For no one cap. Of the show? Yeah.
Because No Cap is like probably my favorite.
I appreciate that.
Or Boy Your Logo, getting to the chicken.
Yo, the chance to say that word means a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
no, you know he's listening, bro. You know he's listening.
I know you listen, bro.
Yo, how Mason Cam just said in the last interview, even if I ain't fucking with you, I'm still paying attention to you.
Yeah, that's true. Same here, nigga. I told you, I watched the show. You think I know? That's why when he made that comment, I started laughing. I said, bro, before I heard that segment, right, I already commented. I put fire. Then that comes up. That's when I said, I got to call this nigga, bro. I'm watching to give him mad respect. And he's talking about, yeah, he don't even listen to watch the show. I'm like, what? I said, nah, I can't be quiet. Now, hold up. I'm getting on the next episode. Fuck this.
Man, good time,
B. Yeah, this was an awesome fucking surprise, yo. New Year is blinging. All right. We got Bleezy and Gamo back. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. We here.
Let this be a lesson to any new artist or artist that listen. Egos, stubbornness, and a bit of lazy shit will fuck up the crew. Oh, and a little jealousy, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Hey, you know, you can't have no Lloyd Banks, man.
But all that,
facts.
Because we could have been that behind the music shit. Like real talk,
bro. It could still be there, though. You know,
I just don't have a desire to be that dude no more. I really, I don't know about y'all, but I really wanted to be in that best in like in the Lil Wayne and
yeah,
like top 5, top 10 category when I started. Mm-hmm. And like now it's, yeah, I do it just because I love the game of music. I love it and the expression of it and, you know, doing stuff with my brothers. But I'm not like, yo, you know, if I drop this album, they finna talk about, yo, that dude started at 44 and did his thing. Like, he became one of the greatest. Like, that's not on my radar.
It meant a lot to see how the hood was behind y'all when I met y'all.
Yeah, man. Like I said, we had a strong following. I mean, you still got, you know, your supporters that, you know, they hit you up and, you know, they support the music and stuff like that. But if it would have, you know, proper, a lot of proper things had to be arranged for it to really go where it needed to go. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we was young, bro. Like, literally. I know every time you hear somebody say that, whatever, but no, we was young, bro, just creating music. And also, we wasn't thinking about the business side of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just really loved making music and mashing out. You know, on anybody that had music, we was like, nah, we got the best shit, you know. But, you know, now we older and it's like, shit, I wish we were standing on business back then. You know what I'm saying? It would have probably, I don't even say probably, it would have been a lot different, bro. And Chance, you know that, if we was really more like, as a whole, not just like one person, as a whole family, fuck team, family, and handled it like we were supposed to, we would have been where we had to be right now. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, bro.
I think Rico told me like on the phone, like off air, and it made sense. If we would have had, for all of us, a non-biased manager, that probably would have worked out. Because we was basically all managing ourselves until y'all had Spain.
Yeah, we definitely was managing ourselves. We was just doing everything, bro. Like, picking up here and there, whatever we could learn, you know what I'm saying, from anybody. You know, so if we would have had management from when we first started this whole shit, definitely. We had moments where we had some people that wanted to, and we had some contracts on the table, but shit just didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't like what the numbers was looking like. But we had a couple opportunities, you know. Looking back, it's like, did we make the right decision? Who knows, you know? But, you know, like I said, I only can go with what's now. And, bro, I'm just happy that I'm still able to create music where people love hearing my music. You know, I have people reach out to me from other parts of the States and even outside of the country. I've had producers send me music from other countries. I had recently one from Ukraine, literally like while war is going on, he's sending me beats. This is crazy to me. I had a female gamer reach out, and it's funny, I just told Rico this. One of her songs that she loved the most was one that I didn't think was one of my favorite, right, or a strong record. It's called Bloodsport, you know, and shout out to Lotes. Yeah, Los is on that, and E-Burner, that's my brother, too. And it was produced by Money Mark. But that's one of my most selling singles, bro, or stream singles. It's Bloodsport. And I was bugging right now. To this day, I'm like, I can't believe it. So that's to show
you. Get this Twitch money.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm like, shit, and she's a gamer? I'm like, I got to try to reach to that market through her, if anything, right? Like, yo. I sent it to the you know, to the streaming service. I said, listen to this music, you know, whatever, whatever. So, you know, it's a good look though, bro. Like, to know I create and still have people that's not family or grew up with, right, that really do listen to the music besides them, you know. And salute to everybody that fucks with me, that, you know, everyone that supports the music, the movement, man, we love you guys, you know. And like Chance say, I hate to say fans, it's supporters, it's family, you know.
Yeah,
that's who it is. I don't like saying like fans, you know, people, you know, just don't sound right to me.
Yeah,
people that support, bro, because support is free. Support is free.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm just happy, man, with the way the music's coming. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I can't wait for the world to hear it. You know, like I said, we got Trippie coming out tomorrow. That's Rico. You got Nip coming out, Not Into Politics. Me, myself with Giovanni Pratt. Then we have Tug of War, myself with Chris Gray. We have TNT, which is me, Giovanni Pratt, NASCAR, also known as Chris Gray, produced by XS Beats, On Cue, produced Nip, On Cue Music. And we got some stuff for y'all coming up, man. Trust me, I got Rico back in the studio, so it's gonna be crazy. Hopefully we get a chance on the record, me, him, Bleezy, and it's Rico. We need Rook to do the intro, too. I need Rook to be on that Puff shit. Or shit. Not Puff, Jermaine Dupri, or whoever. You know what I mean? Like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Gotta be out there. All right. So mix your Little John in there, son. Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, you remember, remember who I said I wanted to get signed by?
Who?
JD.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to be on So So Def so bad.
JD, that dude.
Yeah.
You
know? So before we exit, let's say you know the career does what it does. What's one rap male feature you would have to have, like before you know you hang up the mic, and a singer?
Okay, Is it all right? Is it industry or what are we talking about?
Yeah, like somebody that's that people.
Okay, all right. R&B singer, truthfully,
mm-hmm.
This is all no cliche shit, no nothing. R&B singer, and I love is a lot. You know, it's a lot of great ones. For me, I've just been a huge fan since a child. My daughter's middle name is by this person, Sade.
Yeah, I love Sade.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I love Sade.
It's my daughter's middle name.
I don't even know why you did all that. Like, it was going to be you saying an apology because it's Sade.
Facts,
yeah,
yo. That's my niece's name.
Yeah, Sade.
You're saying that means it makes me got to do a playlist because I ain't listening.
It's Taboo.
Yeah. Is it a crime? Sweetest Taboo.
Mm.
Cherish the Day.
Cherish the Day. What else?
Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. I could keep going. Yeah, I could keep going, bro. So R&B would be her. Rap.
Don't say Hov.
No.
He wasn't gonna say Hov, bro.
Salute to Hov. I end it right now. And there's no shade to Hov.
Hey.
There's no shade.
It sounds like shade though. Put your hater cap away.
It's because this is all they ever talk about. I want somebody different.
No. All right. So who, and Bleezy can tell you this, is always, I mention him in my top five. So, but I want the rapper, not the musician, Andre 3000.
Three stacks.
Yeah, three stacks.
Oh, that's just going to be wild.
Yeah, of course, three stacks. I don't even care. I don't even care if it's just a musician. Three stacks.
I want
the rapper. So I want that lyricist, bro.
I want the lyricist. And respect to what he does. He's a great artist, period. But I want the rapper.
Get us the three stacks that put me on, because I was a kid. I'm younger than y'all. Like, I heard Rosa Parks, and I was like, who is that?
I'm talking about Southern Player Catalyst.
I'm about to say, so you ain't here. Equemini.
I had to hear all of that after. I heard Rosa Parks first.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you like who this?
So you liked him? You liked him like after he was that dude.
But definitely, Three Stacks, Sade. I got a lot of artists, though, Chance, that I would definitely have on, you know what I'm saying, on my wish list. But those
I'll give you three. You got a budget for three: a male artist, a male rapper, a singer, mm-hmm. and a female.
So women, a rapper, singer, and then a male rapper.
Yeah.
So I did Sade. I did Three Stacks for a male singer. Mm-hmm. Man, I like to go left field sometimes with shit because I got a lot of favorite singers. Let me get back to that one. Let me try to think of a female rapper. Female rapper right now that I would be working with, bro. All right.
Any time period.
No brainer, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Lauryn Hill, and then pulling up, like you said, for a male singer. I'm going to be real with you. I know everybody, whatever. I love his music, though. Not with the personal decisions. R. Kelly, obviously.
Yeah.
Robert.
All
right.
Everybody knows.
That's what I said. But I'm going to take, I'm going to remove him now due to situations. Just trying to think real quick. I have so many in my head that I listen to, bro. And I'm like, nah, this artist is dope. You know who I would have liked to work with, honestly, bro? At one point in my life, Carl Thomas.
Yeah,
Carl
Thomas.
Oh, okay.
I like.
Yeah, he's like,
Stormy. What? Summer Rain? That's one of my
favorites. Summer Rain, son.
And you know who produced the record, right?
Oh, no.
Heavy D.
Oh.
You lying. RIP Heavy D, by the way.
RIP Heavy D. Look it up. Nice. Look it up. He produced Summer Rain and he produced, I know Chance, just bear with me.
Candy Rain?
No. I mean, those we know. Yeah. It's been so long. No, he produced for Hov, Guns N' Roses featuring Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, shit.
I know that.
The Gift and the Curse.
That's one of my favorite tracks.
Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, too. Yeah. He produced it. He's in the beginning. He's like, this is a heavy production, you bastards. And then Hov comes
in. Oh, you think I caught
that? Yeah.
He produced both of the records. Yeah, it's crazy. But definitely Carl Thomas, like I said, Lauryn Hill, Sade. And who I said,
okay,
but I can go on. Like, I like James,
that's a group.
What is it, James Blunt? Mm-hmm. I go to pop records, I go to pop stars, bro. I'm very eclectic with music.
Now I gotta see what I wanna do. So
were we drafting a team, son?
I'm gonna let you go too, Rook. So everyone knows my shit was R. Kelly, but I can't use them.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
That's the only feature I ever wanted in my life.
Yo, like, before you even get to that, just real quick. Like I said, we don't do cancel culture here, but I hate R. Kelly the person. R. Kelly the musician, I don't want anybody to ever forget how great a musician he was.
Well, the musician, honestly, right now, I don't think besides like MJ.
Musician, great.
Yeah, Michael Jordan of R&B, and I don't want no one to forget that.
Touch R. Kelly. I agree with you 1,000%, bro.
Wrote everybody's shit. So, to switch him out, my male singer.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna throw you for a loop, son. You ain't gonna see this.
Nah, go ahead. I'm with it.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh shit!
I can be a hero, baby. Are you real,
son?
Dope.
Word.
Son, we get in the charts. We in everything. That's one.
You right? Yeah, you right.
Is that on one rhythm, or is that gonna be a multiple rhythm song?
No, I'm thinking of the song that he did kind of with Luda.
Mm.
Loving You Tonight type shit.
I got you.
Female.
What was the other one? Only Want to Be With You. That one was one too.
Enrique was this one. You took Sade, so I can't take Sade.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with the Queen of Pop.
Is that it?
Mary J.
Oh, Mary J. Blige. You said pop R&B.
Mary no, Queen of R&B.
Yeah, my bad. R&B. Mary J.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Share My World. That album is crazy.
Share My World. What's the 411? My life, right? Take a look in my eyes and see what I see. Come on, she got Mary. That's the queen. So that's a
Mary's untouchable.
That's the queen.
So far, I got two features. So you already know my album is classic already. I got Mary J. And I got you already know.
Okay, so who's the rappers?
Female rapper. This might throw you too.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking with her, and I did not know who her daddy was.
Coi Leray. Knew it.
Yeah, she does.
Love her shit.
You took my female rapper, by the way. It's all right. I could bounce back.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Love her. Male rapper. Dang. It's a tie between two.
All right, I'm gonna hear it.
It's because it's my influences. Besides pop, Mace.
Okay.
Are you with the obvious answers?
Or LL?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We knew that.
You know what I'm saying? You went with the obvious answers.
I feel like I could do a dope track with J. Cole, though.
Okay.
I'll put that thought into the atmosphere years ago.
I feel like the Carolina Spurs could do it.
There you go.
Dreamville.
That'd be my four.
So,
for your imaginary rap career, what would it be?
Yo, I mean, I'm only 34. I fuck around, make that shit real. Don't play with me.
Let's go.
You think, hey, if them hoes out there can rap, I spit better shit in the lunchroom in high school, and I got niggas that can say that. But it's cool.
I was gonna say, did you know what's crazy? Is in this era, you probably good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Singer-wise, male singer Genuine.
Okay.
Dope.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad at that.
That was my dude forever.
That's a good one. Yeah, his albums was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I want to go over the female rapper and I probably have like the coolest rap studio experience female rap wise with Lil Kim.
Okay.
I want some like we doing Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Run some shit. All right.
That's Queen B.
For real. Rap wise, like it's my two favorite rappers both named Carter, but it ain't them. Y'all I wanna be in the studio with Christopher Wallace, bro.
I didn't know who was doing dead people because I got dead pop.
All right. No, because you didn't use pop. You didn't use pop. Yeah. I can transition. I'm pretty good with that.
Okay.
So my alternate, like it, It very likely be Fabulous.
Okay. That's a dope artist. Can't knock Fab. Come on. So you missing
female singer.
Got Genuine Fab. Yeah, female singer.
Now I gotta get out of this area with it. Kalani.
Oh yeah.
My man, underrated.
I ain't show no West Coast love, yo. And everybody know, like, I'm a big fan of Ice Cube and the Game. So, Kalani, I'll go that way.
Yeah, she has a
vibe. There's a lot of female artists that's dope now. You know, you got Angelica Vila, Dani Lay, Doja Cat, Kalani, SZA,
her,
Summer Walker. You know what I mean? You could keep going, bro.
Yeah, I need to go with some of these young cats. Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh yeah,
Greenville team of going, yo.
And my daughter put me on.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I like? I don't know her name. Chance, you might, and even Rook. Let me not act like Rook ain't in tune. Scars to Your Beautiful. What's her name? That sings that.
Alessia Carr. Thank you.
Oh yeah,
that's old.
Shorty from Canada.
Older.
Yes, I like her. I like her.
There's two shorties from Canada I'm listening to. Her and Jessie Reyes.
Yeah. Yes. I haven't heard her in a long time though.
Alyssa. But you know, and talking about rappers though, like that's why I was asking. Like, I wouldn't mind getting on a record with this guy right now. He's always I've been a big fan of his. He's a spitter. And I drew a blank. I'm so upset. Oh man, what's his name? Spanish dude. He's dope, bro. He's a spitter, man. Oh man, what is his name? I'm getting upset that I drew a blank right now.
He's out right now?
Yeah, he's out right now. He's from the Bronx. He's still down with Corey Guns, the Militia. He had a deal with Eminem at one point that he signed. He was messing with Loud Records, Steve Rifkin, and now he's messing with the reggaeton artist. What's his name? He out in Miami right now. Oh, what's his name? He's known. He battled Math. He was the Spanish rapper that battled Math. When you know him, Math battled Meth, and then he battled him.
Damn, Chance, I thought you would know that one.
He's the Spanish rapper.
Y'all was going to battle him.
Nicky Jam.
Oh, yeah, Nicky Jam.
So,
the Nicky Jam?
But he's the artist I'm talking about messing with Nicky Jam. His name is Axel Leon. There you go.
Barred him.
Nice.
Okay.
Lyrics, bars, like that's one dude, like right now, if I could, like rap wise, really make a record with Gannon Ring with, would definitely be Axel. So shout out to Axel Leon, bro. He's from the X, but he's working with Nicky Jam right now, bro.
That's fire.
All right, since you throw out an honorable mention, yo, JID is my nigga. Yeah, I feel like he would make me step my game all the way up. That I didn't know I had.
Yeah, that's always been.
How about you, Chance? What's your honorable mention? Like someone that's not to that market yet, but still, you know.
So they're not really known, but they know.
Okay.
No, I'm saying like that's the criteria.
Yeah, like you know, even if they kind of in that realm, like the known, but not to where we would want them to be, but they talented.
I should not finish this before you give us an answer.
I'll go with Pun, son.
Oh, Chris Rivers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, he's talented too.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's nice.
Nice.
He's definitely nice.
Yeah.
Actually, what's crazy is him and Axel Leon got a record together.
Where I gotta look that up.
Yeah, him. I think it was Fred the God, rest in peace to Big Bronx, man. Okay. I got a record with him too, man. That was the bro. But it's Fred, Axel, I think Chris Rivers. Yeah, they all got a track together, bro. Yeah, crazy. You know, but yeah, right, man.
This is how we're gonna end it.
Yo, did Rico hit you up, man? He tried to WhatsApp me on a video, and he said he was calling in. I don't know if you got his number. If you want to reach out real quick?
And said he was calling in.
Bro, he's supposed to call in. He wanted when we was talking in the beginning when I said that Rico he tried to FaceTime me and I couldn't answer because I was speaking with you guys. But he definitely said he was going to try to call in.
All right. So while I'm asking him,
okay.
Bleezy, me, Estar, Lionel.
Mm-hmm.
What was their strengths when you listened to them?
Oh, okay. So what you're asking me? All right. So what's the strengths listening to each one?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not gonna tell you to rank them because I already know I'm gonna be one. And if I'm not, you know, but
yeah, if he's not, I'm gonna cut off
the video ends right here. Yeah,
because he gonna try to be funny and put me last. But
no,
the strength wise, like when you heard Estar, it was like, okay, that's it. When you heard Bleezy, it was like, okay, that's it. When you heard me, that was it. And then Lie.
All right, with Estar lyrics. I thought he's a mean spitter. You know, he's a mean spitter, man. I could quote so much from that guy, man. One line he definitely said that was crazy was, he said, I come from the ex, Malcolm, something. Like, it was just crazy, bro. The line, it was crazy. But anyway, it was lyrics with Black. It was the grittiness. And that's my vibe at times, you know, with rapping gritty and stuff. So that was Bleezy. With Chance, first hearing you was your ear for production, right? I would hear your songs and your range wasn't like one-sided. You understand what I'm saying? So with me, first hearing you was just like, yo, this man could do a girl record. He'll do a real life story record. You know, I've heard like your pain in music. So that me listening to you was that the ear for music. Like, you remind me of Rick Ross in a sense when it came to that, choosing beats, right? I always feel like Ross can choose a lot of good beats. That's what you, Bleezy, Star with Lie, was his, the way he can create choruses like this. The way you, like, kind of give me props for that, that was Lie for me. He made great hooks, man. Like, And all you guys can rap, so let me just start by saying that to all you guys rap. But individual little things was that, you know what I'm saying, for me. And then who am I missing? I think that was it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's all I named, because that was like the core people that rapped all the time. Oh, I guess you can go Rico.
Oh, Rico is my favorite artist.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and not even because we the heart, not because of Regulators, none of that. Like,
he told me, he said he's the reason why y'all wanted to be rappers, because he birthed y'all niggas.
Yo, I hope this inspires you, son. Yo, I hope this really inspires you.
Me, this is the reason why I didn't like him at first,
bro. Rico,
this is him, Bleezy, and my cousin Tasha. That's the reason why the first time I met Rico, I said, yo, you know, I eat you, like, pause.
Nah, that dude, bro, like, real shit, you know, Chance, you know how I am.
Yeah.
And he knows this. Any interviews I did even before, like, podcasts with Chance or interviews I've done, people I talk to, when they ask me, that's my favorite rapper, artist, whatever, he inspires me a lot, you know, and I tell him this all the time when we talk, and he's always giving me my props back, and I'm like, bro, I feel like with me and him was like the Hov and Biggie kind of thing, right? Like, chasing each other for that greatness, like, inspiring one another.
Who is Hov? Who is Big?
It depends on your preference, to be honest with you.
Well, who do you think you were?
Me and him? I think I was Big and he was Hov.
All right, so that means I was Wayne.
There you go. But definitely, shout out to it's Rico, man. That's my brother, and I will always give him his flowers. I love to give him his flowers while he's still here. Now he's my you know, partner with the music and the fashion.
That's real, because he was like the urban legend to me when I was coming around the crew and coming up. Like, yeah, everyone talked about Any.
Nah, because he went by NEX, nothing's ever expected, and then he went from NEX to Mars Media to Born Rich to now is Rico. That's the man of many names, but nonetheless, bro, like, seriously, for those that's not in tune with him, the boy could spit. Chance, no,
look,
he could rap, man. He could spit, bro. Like, his bars are so crazy. He said something. With my back against the ropes, I respond like Mayweather. If they better, then they better retire, because I feel I'm way better, so I'm betting the bias. And my set is the livest. Fuck speculating. The Bronx never left. We was on vacation. And with that said, I'm back to resurrect our creation if hip-hop's dead. Need a moment of silence. They done brought out the devil, the omen replying. You need a moment of silence. I'm him. Sign him. Bro,
yeah, he was nice.
Come on, bro.
He's nice.
Yo, I want that track.
Yeah, bro. He got, like I said, he said, I got a room of, he said, I got a room of ghost riders in a haunted house. Like, this shit. He said, your heart is, he said, my pocket where your heart is. Like, little lines like that is like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, that's my favorite rapper, bro. And I'll stand on that to the day I die. And he knows it. So it ain't no, it is no, you know, whatever.
I got to go look up six names now to get different songs from the same nigga.
Yeah, bro. It was NEX, what I said? Mars Media, Orange, is Rico, fucking, I don't even.
I think it was four names, yo.
Yeah, you know. The Chance, I will give you your flowers. Like I said, bro, you create and you select good music. Like, for production, you know how to select what you want, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna give niggas their flowers, bro, before, God forbid, any of us, you know, and you, whenever you was on a record, you definitely made me push my pen because I wanted to spank you, pause. On a record, I had to show, like, you know, and that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should feel like they're the greatest. If not, then what are you doing it for?
Nah, it, you know what I'm saying? It was always the same. Like, I used to love doing records with you, though. Like, I think, like, you were probably my favorite one to do records with.
I appreciate that, King, yeah. For real, man.
Like, I love the competition. I love the hooks. Like, I thought, like, get in the way, like you said, like, everyone can rap. So it's not about who rap better. For you, I always took the hooks. The hooks was crazy for me. Bleazy, I feel like Bleazy was like production. Like, to me, he was Dre.
Yeah, definitely.
Or RZA, you know what I mean?
No, you're right, because Bleazy rap and do beats for everyone that don't know. So, yeah, you're right, Chance.
So that was that. S-Star to me was always energy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like M.O.P. shit. Like, Busta shit. It was always high energy. Lanell, the flow is, he was just a cool motherfucker.
Yeah, he definitely, he had that like Mace kind of vibe, bro.
He was just cool as shit.
Yeah, yeah, like.
And then Eddie, I didn't like him, son, because everybody loved him.
Yo, listen, I respect it, nigga. Like, it is what it is.
I'm not bullshit, but everybody did love him, so that made me want to shoot. Adam, though, like, pause, but
yeah.
aim for him. But I just thought he was, why would you say about me? I just thought he was mad versatile. Like, there wasn't anything that I heard that I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Everything he seemed to
pretty disrespect where it's due.
Yeah. Everything he seemed to, he was like a chameleon. Like, anything that came on, he could do.
Yeah, bro, you're right. You know, bro, like you said, so many, man. Like, even, you know, Chips was, he didn't do it that long, but even my bro Chips, yo, Rook, he was like the battle rapper of the team, in a sense. Like, he penned his bars like a battle rapper. What's crazy is Nav had wanted him to be down with NYB at one point. Like, that's how serious it was. I was there, like, we was chilling, and Hoffa, shout out to Hoffa. He was like, yo, Chips was good, nigga. Like, what you doing, man? Like, you need to come fuck with the battle rap, fuck with the team. And Chips just didn't want to do that, but his bars was always like that, you know?
Yeah.
He's, it was always like coming at somebody's head.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He said, I wasn't there when he was rapping.
Nah, yeah. He said, let's get this straight out the gate. That nigga's hating hard because my squad got enough bars so far to fill the hole. I pardon me, honestly, the Jesus peace, hard to reach. I keep the peace, I come to the beam. And chips the clean, it's low as the mean, it's harder to see men. I put careers under the scene. Like, he was one of those, bro. When I can recite niggas' lyrics, it's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, recite one of mine.
I want it because I need it and I just like it.
He's singing his hook. All right, I'm going to get you out of here. So the question, rapid fire questions. See if it changes from the last time you did it. If you wasn't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, what I'd be doing? Oh, man, that's a really good question. Exploring the world more. I could say that.
That's different.
Exploring the world much more. I think my fear of flying, and my fear of flying prevents me from getting out to view the world more, you know. God bless, you know, and I pay my respect to you, Will. I understand that there was a death in the family, condolences. But just seeing, like, when you was coming back, and I seen, I think you put the flag for Britain or London, I may be mistaken. Yeah. Just seeing that, though, like, I wish I could do those things. Like, I don't travel as much as I should. And I say if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, that would be probably what I would be doing, is just getting out there more, you know, traveling the world and not staying within the United States, like actually traveling to other countries, bro. You know?
Yeah.
That's to answer that question, yeah.
Who inspires you?
My daughter.
That's a good one. I like that one.
My daughters. I have two daughters, so my daughters inspire me. They motivate me to be who I am and to even be greater. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one because I kind of feel the same because mine are really funny. Favorite curse word? Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That would be it. Yeah.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
About a superpower? To be invisible.
Have we got that one before, Lord?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yo, I got to hold up. So, are you invisible? Like invisible man, invisible, where if you got clothes on, they can see you, or like everything's invisible.
Everything's invisible.
Word. I got to clarify that. I'd like to be invisible with the fitted on and shit. I'm chilling.
I like those. I like the first one, though. That's a good one. Traveling. Gabo, you already know. It's been great. You know, I love having you. That's why I give you the most shit, because I feel like we should do more of this, because I love talking to you. I love, you know, our, you know, back and forth. Chemistry is crazy always. Glad to see you still here. You know what I'm saying? God, you know, given. Love that.
Appreciate that. Can't
wait to hear the album because I already heard some tracks. Can't wait to hear that. Can't wait to see you close, see what you and Rico do.
Yeah. And real quick, before you cut off, real quick, me and Rico actually have like 15 records recorded. I just gotta get them from the studio. We recorded it in the, you know, the files and stuff, and then transfer them over to where I'm at now, and then, you know, mixing it. And definitely, we're gonna be putting that music out. So, my fault. You can continue.
Oh, and I was just gonna say, tell people where to find you, but I'll put it in the description box anyway.
Yeah. I'm on Instagram at Face Ferragamo, FaceFerragamo. That's my Instagram, Twitter, same thing, FaceFerragamo, Face Ferragamo. You already know what it is. It's Face, but you can call me Gamo. Free the hard music, free the hard lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That's where you can find me, man. YouTube, I got my videos up on YouTube. I believe it's Gamo and We the Hearts, if I'm not mistaken, on YouTube. I may be wrong, but I got some videos up on there. Chance, if you can, you find it, my brother.
I'll put it in the description box.
Yeah, but it's definitely, I got my videos on YouTube as well.
Rook?
Yo, just wanted you to know, you got this song that's in my head, and I don't even remember the actual name of it. All I know is that it is the mafioso of hip hop songs, and that shit right there, Chance, that is the theme music for Rebel in the Geeked Out series, bro.
Nice.
And that's what's up. Yeah.
I gotta get the fucking name. It's not Animal.
It's with him and Bleezy.
Nah, it's just him.
Just me. It's probably Animals.
It is Animal.
Is Animals?
Cause I was thinking it was all you and Bleezy, a little with the violin thing playing in the
music. Yeah, bro, it's Animals, bro.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's hard though.
Animals, that shit live in my brain, son.
I appreciate that work. And what's crazy is I'm about to re-release it. Actually, I just finished.
Dude, it ain't get enough attention. Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, I'm and we have the video for it.
Oh, I need to see that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I'm gonna send you the link when we get off the line. But there's a video for it, directed by Eagle Eye Media, and I'm re-releasing the record actually. So it's gonna definitely in about a month. I'm gonna put it back up, re-releasing it.
You could have did that for your birthday.
You know what? What happened was I had to speak with Doughboy, and he had put it out for me in the beginning when I first started putting music, and he did it for me, and we spoke, you know, shout out to Doughboy, whatever, you know.
Y'all spoke?
Yeah, we spoke. Not verbally, but we was texting back and forth. Shout out
to Doughboy. Recently?
No, this was like 2 days ago, actually.
Oh, yeah, we're going to end it right. Shout
out to my brother, you know, regardless. But I reached out, and he sent me the audio, you know, the track mix. So, and then he was able to take it down, you know, from the streaming platform and stuff like that. And now I'm going to re-release it under the Gamo umbrella, because what happened was it was Face Ferragamo when he put it up, right? And it did great. But what happened was all the music that I put out now solo is not connected with it. So I have to now put it under Gamo. So he had to take it down, which he did. That's why I say salute, you know what I'm saying, to the bro for that. He didn't have to. And I'm going to re-release it. And the video's already out, so that's dope. And then I'll push it, you know, again and promote it. But Rook, I got you. I'm gonna send both of y'all the link for the video, so you can look at the video. Yeah, I got a video for it. I got some visuals.
Bet.
Peace, people.
Yo, shout out to Chance, Rook, We The Heart Music, We The Heart Lifestyle, Bleezy, it's Rico, Giovanni Pratt.
You already know.
Now, Chris Gray. You know, anybody I forgot to meet, my brother Snipe. I got it. That's my brother, man. Ruhef. And to my daughters, Bree and Chaz, daddy loves you. You already know. And that's it, man. That's what we're doing.
Yeet. Be yourself.
Turn me up in the headphones. I got a lot of shit to say. Be good, right?
He say what goes around comes around, so it's safe to say that's why I'm going through what's going now. What's going down, fast pace, slow it down. Takes time to enjoy the fruits of when you sport the crown. No frowns, no time to show fear, and those clowns gon' drown in those tears. No love lost, this the house of pain. Way better to show niggas than to go explain. To make real money, you gotta lose some. And to shake these honeys, you never choose one. Top gun, front runner, that's me. These old heads drop jewels like nervous thieves. That's how I stay 10 steps ahead. All violets ain't blue, all roses ain't red. Smell the Folgers, y'all do the dishes. Put the team on my shoulders, y'all fold like bitches.
Call the EMS. We got a slow death on our hands. But I just sit back and get serenaded. Yeah, I hear her singing right. It's that calamari, linguini, shrimp scampi.
We don't count the days, we make the days count. We go and cash these checks, you letting checks bounce. Amounts too large, you deal with petty cash. House with the cars, you looking hella bad. I'm in my bag, that's how I'm rolling. If it's beef, I bet arms as big as Hogan's. Y'all know the slogan, yeah, it's fuck fame. Bleezy got savage, that's the money train. Los doing numbers with his bandolera. Go group, we really living that adventure. Av boys killing, yeah, we locked the venture. Final Four on production, we the new Avengers. It's hard to stop something that's motivated. Ain't saying we ain't hot, it's an understatement. Really on the block, homie, we the pavement. Niggas throwing shots, but none of them flavor.
I wash my hands with niggas. No love lost, but the club's off. Gamo.
Through the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as I get. Bet on myself.